You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a
girlfriend? The guy made me.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
You just
got a big
matters.
Plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here. Look at my cat.
Get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that?
I got two Tim Tebbles and a microphone.
Where's that?
End of message.
I got two Tim Tebbles and a microphone.
Where's that?
Next message.
I got two Tim Tebbles and a microphone.
Where's that?
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. We got to talk about it.
Horrible. Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go big, really big.
I've seen the starlings in my hometown dance above the pier. First they die, and then they tumble. Then all at once they turn and disappear. I've seen the city scattered on the highway, full of names and faces I cannot recall. But underneath the sky I cross my heart and hope to die. I've never seen anything like you before. I know the boys out on the bandstand. Underneath the stars, I've come up shining like a penny, and bet the whole damn thing on a brand new heart. I've known the thrill of surrender as I have tumbled to the floor. But underneath the sky, I cross my heart and hope to die. I've never seen anything like you before. Ooh, 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 ooh. At the table, I was calling out for more. But underneath the sky, I cross my heart and hope to die. I've never seen anything like you before.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you, Carrie Ad, for coming in our hot, sweaty, non-water-filled studio.
That's awesome. That's my favorite kind.
It is, right? It's like we're going to have a sauna. We're all going to lose about a pound or two. But at least there's beer, so everybody's a little
awesome.
Happy.
We just had a big Chinese meal, so it's good.
Yeah. All right, so tell us who you brought with you and what they do and all that.
Awesome. Well, I brought my friend John Paul. He plays guitar. He has his own project also, John Paul. And we met on a singer-songwriter, what would you call it? It was a showcase. And we were encouraged to collaborate, so I called him to come around to my house in Greenpoint. And it was, from then on, I just didn't stop bugging him ever since. And then this is my friend Clara LaFaro, who we've known each other for ages. We went to the same school, but then, just from around the scene, we got friendly, and she offered to sing for me, and so I said yes, and the same thing. Now she probably regrets it every day.
Never.
And Clara has her own project, too, so...
So did you meet both of these guys in New York or in London, where you're from?
Oh, no, met them both in New York. Clara a little bit in Boston, but mainly in New York. And, I don't know anyone from London where I'm from anymore.
So you're from London.
I am from
London.
All right,
here's
nice segue.
My biggest question.
Okay.
And I think it's a conspiracy. I don't know, but... It might be a conspiracy.
Probably, if the English have anything to do with it.
I think it is. I think it's the English, and they have a big conspiracy. All right, so you're talking to me, and you have a wonderful British accent. I love it. You know, you don't get to see it that often in New York. I love it. But when British people sing, how come they sing with an American accent?
Good point.
It's definitely
point.
A conspiracy.
You know, it's a conspiracy.
You know, that's an interesting question, and it's funny you should ask that. I think a lot of it is, you know, I grew up listening to American music primarily, and so I think, you know, you imitate at first, and I actually it was one of the I just finished a record, and my first record, which is probably the stuff that you heard online, I definitely sing with more of an American twang, and I made a concerted effort not to do that anymore.
Okay.
On this new stuff, so but it's kind of hard, you know. My whole life I've been
totally.
Singing with this
so
other
what would
accent.
Be like, because I mean, the stuff that I've heard, mm-hmm. and like even that stuff could kind of have like an American accent. What would be an example of singing with a British accent? Because honestly, I think it's a conspiracy. I've never heard it before.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah,
right.
Listen to so that.
Straight
shit.
Up
she is
like Broadway
full,
Mary
yeah.
Poppins. All right, so that's something the British do well. That's awesome. All right, so that was also another interesting thing. I mean, a lot of this stuff you play is like this soulful, like rootsy, folky type music. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it's a very American
yeah.
rootsy thing. What did you grow up listening to in Britain? I mean, did you grow up listening to American roots
well,
music or
yeah,
did you have
I mean,
your own?
Well, my dad's American.
Okay.
So his... And it's actually, they didn't listen to... My parents didn't listen to a ton of music, but I remember... the first artist I ever really got into was Dylan, because my dad liked him, so I bought him a double CD for Christmas one year, and then I just took it, like you do when you're a kid. You're like, here's a present. Oh, I kind of like it. And then I just took it into my room, and I got really into that. But at the time, all my friends, I didn't really pick up a guitar till I was about 16, and I really liked the songwriting aspect of it, which is why I think I really liked Bob Dylan. But all my friends, we were going to clubs and dancing to electronica. So I was like
British.
The... Yeah, yeah. Good. So we were going out and going crazy at this place called Club UK and just getting wasted. And then we would go back to everyone else's houses and they'd be DJing. And if you came back to my house, I'd play like Joni Mitchell. And it was not cool.
No.
No, it wasn't cool.
You were a little ahead of your time, I think.
Thanks.
That's what it is.
Yeah, totally. Because now everyone loves folk music. Mumford and Sons, everyone's going crazy for them.
Everybody loves folk music.
It's big right now.
This is, I'll say this to our listeners at home, this is the first time, and to you guys, this is the first time Dave and I are sharing a mic.
It is.
So
it's kind of
awkward.
But we're tight. We're real tight.
We're
hot.
I feel
sweaty.
Like this whole time you were just waiting for an excuse, you
yeah,
know?
We do. We did. We've only slept in a bed together once.
Oh.
And it wasn't even a bed, it was a futon.
And we did sleep head to toe.
Head to toe. Spooning, if that's possible. All right, so let
I
me
don't
ask,
know why you bring these things up.
Just give it a little insight, a little, you know, a little backstory, because they don't know us.
All right, we are Dave and Giggles.
That's true.
We are Dave and Giggles, and this is the Dave and Giggles Show. We
yeah.
have the wonderful Carrie-Anne Harmon on. You have a question?
Hi.
You
I do. I do. You said you.
I'm
going for it. I'm twisting over. They said you guys met at school. Is this college?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys go to music school?
Yes, we did. Yeah. So we both went to. Oh, in fact, all three of us did.
The same school?
Mm-hmm. We yeah. all went to Berkeley.
Oh,
in
well,
Boston.
That's a very good school for music. Is
yes.
There's Berkeley and then there's Eastman, and then there's probably nothing else as far as music. Well, I won't say nothing
there
else.
There are a ton
like,
of great schools, but those are the yeah
the
big
two.
The yeah.
So let me ask you this, because I went to school for theater,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really doing so much with my theater degree, but
nothing.
Well, I'm doing video.
This is like theater.
This is theater.
This is
showmanship.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're doing
how
Giggles.
I'm Giggles, yeah. Right?
Come on, Giggles. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm not. Backstory.
It's me. I'm the one who's hard on.
So there's been a lot of debate about, you know, whether you should really go to art school or music school or theater school or dance school.
Yeah.
And you guys, coming off with the first song off the bat, you guys sound like legit. Like you got your shit together.
Thank you for that,
so,
man.
If you could say, like,
we're trying.
You guys are appreciative of your art school background.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't really know what the question was. I
didn't have a great time.
You didn't have a good time.
No, I was not. I was not.
Was it so much theory, or was it just
a ton of theory? And I didn't really know anything when I went. So I mean, I knew a little, but not a lot. And it took me until I left to really like when I was there, I just spent most of the time being like, I have no idea what anyone's talking about. But then when I left, then it started. I feel like there's a period, there's like a delay for when that stuff sinks in. I teach now and I see it. Like you say something.
You're like, oh, that's why I went there.
And then, it wasn't until after I left. But I think also there's even people who I never met at Berkeley, there is definitely a kind of camaraderie when you say that's where you went. And it's, I'm definitely glad I went.
What would you say to kids who have they're in high school and they've got like raw talent and they're seeing people that are like, oh, well, and I'm not comparing you guys to Justin Bieber or any of these Disney kids, but like they're like, all right, I don't need music school. I don't need, a higher education. Do they sort of get like, they just go through the I'm just using my hands. What? Do they not, are they not going to last as long because they don't have that sort of training?
No, I think there's no right or wrong. Everyone's different. I know some incredible people who didn't go to quote unquote music school,
Mozart.
But they've been playing. I know him well, but they've been playing, for years and years and years. Everyone's different. I would say.
Definitely find. I mean, as a musician myself, we're in my studio. I did the lighting. I don't know if you guys saw
it. It's so hot in here.
It is hot in here. Usually it's not this hot, but I found like historically and with playing other musicians, there's kind of like two types of musicians. There's the very technically able musician,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the very, very soulful musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you marry the two, like within yourself and then with other people.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And I noticed when I was reading your bios and stuff that mm-hmm. you found a lot of those people to help you with the technical side and the recording side and like the producing side and all that.
Yeah.
And then... Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
good question.
It wasn't a question. It was a statement.
These are very open-ended questions.
Right.
I mean, I think you're right in that you need to have both,
right.
And everyone has their weaknesses and their strengths. I think you naturally kind of gravitate towards people who appreciate what you do and can also lend something. Because if you're so great at everything, you don't need anyone, right? So no one gets to feel like they can really
air
put their soul. Nice. it's really hot.
It is hot in here. I apologize.
Is it possible to get another song? I mean, this is a music show.
Sure.
Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep the energy up,
Yeah,
I was telling
her
I was like 50-50, talking and music.
Carrie Harmon, would you please play us another song?
Oh, sure.
What song would you like to play for us?
Let's see. Do you guys want to do Old and Gray? We're gonna get,
I love this. I feel like we're their audience. We're just sitting here while they're standing around us.
Private sweatbox concert.
That's a different podcast.
We might have to turn into a naked show. I don't know.
We're about to get there. Oh, we could sing that one.
Cool.
Let's do it. Let's do that later, maybe.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your? I
sure.
have to. My tuner ran out of batteries just before I got here in a very unprofessional move. See, they wouldn't like that at Berkeley. They'd be like, always carry around extra batteries. I'd be like, whatever.
You really gonna do that? What are you doing, bro?
They bring a wide enough lens.
All right. what's going on over there, guys?
You're giving me
hot massage.
But we do get cold beer, so I'm going to have
some
more of that. Okay, so this is called Old and Gray.
Old and Gray mm-hmm. by Carrie Harmon. Times 3. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think you might have rescued me. Take a look at what you've gone and done. Baby, the love that you've been giving me lately makes me want to turn around and run. Now, darling, I've been so confused. I got so used to wanting things that I couldn't have. But you don't miss the boys that you don't know. Now you'll be laughing when they go. They can't touch you if you don't give them the chance. So, darling, I'm gonna try before I'm old and gray. I wanna learn how to love. There has to be a way that don't hurt so much. I think I'm ready now. Ooh, darling, if you teach me how. Oh, can't you see I'm ready now? I'm gonna do my best not to let you down. Oh, well, you should know I've got a faulty heart. Sometimes I swear it don't belong to me. It's such a wicked thing, tick-ticking underneath my skin. And now you've got it hanging out for everyone to see. So, darling, I'm gonna try before I'm old and gray. I wanna learn how to love. There has to be a way that don't hurt so much. I think I'm ready now. Ooh, darling, if you teach me how. Oh, can't you see I'm ready now? I'm gonna do my best not to let you down. Now my heart breaks when I think of all the time I've wasted reaching out but too afraid to take it. I've been so damn close, I could almost taste it. Can you taste it? Now time goes by and we're not here for long. No, darling, someday soon, well, this will all be gone. We gotta make it count. So come on, come on, come on, come on. Before we're old and gray, I wanna learn how to love. There has to be a way that don't hurt so much. I think I'm ready now. Ooh, darling, if you teach me how. Oh, can't you see I'm ready now? I'm gonna do my best not to let you down. Now time goes by and people change. I'm an old dog now, but it's not too late. There's still a trick or two I think that I could make. I can make.
Absolutely beautiful.
Aw, thanks.
Carriot Harmon. Thank you. Old and gray.
It is hot.
It's a little hot in here.
I just turned around and looked at Clarence. She had like a hair stuck to the side of her face.
Feels good though, right?
It's like, yeah, it's good. It's intense.
I feel cleansed. I feel cleansed.
It's like a hot yoga vibe.
It's a hot yoga vibe with a little bit of baptism. I think, you know? A little bit of baptism.
So you're not going to forget it.
You're going to remember this. You're not going
to
forget this.
He's bringing the Jesus.
We need to.
That's awesome.
Somebody has to.
I get a fan in here next time you guys come in.
I want to ask you guys, you all went to Berklee.
Uh-huh.
What did you audition? Did you have to audition with like four different things, like a classical piece, a contemporary piece? Did you go in there with like, what did you go in there? What was your meat sauce?
You know, I didn't. I sent them some songs to try and get them to give me some money. So I mailed that in. And they gave me a small...
But original songs?
Original songs. But I didn't really have to audition. They just took my
belted.
Money.
I think you at belted? The time...
I showed off my belting voice.
Nice.
It worked.
At the time, yeah. When I was there, I was there like the year before they started to make you, play something to get in. So all I had to do was fill out like a 9-page application, which I think I... very much exaggerated on the majority of it.
Everybody does, you know? But I mean, you had to take like theory and stuff like that in high school and stuff like that. So they had those
Oh, I didn't even take music in high school.
Well,
I had
British,
nothing.
You know, like.
I was like, I have an English accent.
British,
so
this girl
you.
Wants to come here, sign her up. They've got to be smart, right?
Yeah, no, they just, they just take your tuition. Or
they
used
songs.
To. Yeah, they did. They like my songs. That's true.
Mm. All right, so I want to get into a little bit. And I want to ask you first,
mm-hmm.
Australia.
Yes.
Did you go to Australia after college or before college?
Before college.
So you just, I read a little about it.
Mm-hmm.
You picked up, left home, and decided to go to Australia.
Well, yeah. So I went to quite a posh boarding school for the last 2 years. So I guess what over here would be high school, 16 to 18?
Sure.
Is that high school?
That sounds about right.
And
you guys call it boarding school.
Well, that's because we slept there.
Bored. All right, I get it.
But we would call it college at home. So that's... or sixth form college. Anyway, so I went there for 2 years and I made friends because it was a boarding school who lived all over the place. So I made a good friend whose parents lived in Ethiopia and I knew that I always wanted to travel and she was like, well, why didn't you come to Ethiopia for a few months? I was like, okay.
Wow.
So I went there and kicked around with her and another friend of ours for like 3 months.
Wow.
And then I spent some time in Thailand. I was super lucky. And then we went to Australia, and for like a year we were hippies and drove around, lived in a car, picked fruit, worked in restaurants, that kind of stuff. And then, so it was there that I played guitar out for the first time, really. I mean, I'd done a little bit at home and stuff, but
so
I had
one
with me.
How long was it before you started playing guitar till you're singing at clubs in Australia?
I guess I went to Australia when I was... 18, 19, and I picked up the guitar when I was 16, so
only
a couple
two
of
or
years.
3 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wasn't kicking that much.
Right.
I mean, I was all right, but I was. I mean, these weren't fancy clubs.
I mean, from what I can tell is that you got to stay at a hostel for free.
Yeah.
For playing your own personal
songs.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
That's pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
that was when I was like, yeah, I didn't think I was any good, and then I played at this hostel, and then they let me stay for free, and I was like, oh. This could
so
be
every
something.
Night you
this
were in a competition
cool.
and you won. They let you stay at night.
Yeah, and then they were like, "You can't play anymore." After
how
I
many
won,
days?
Like five. It was like I think four, maybe they let me go four, and then it got obnoxious, you know. And they were like, "No, we can't do it anymore." But it was cool. That was the first time I had any idea, like,
so
"Oh, this has some value outside of."
So you're the reigning champion of that hostel.
I was. I totally awesome. Was. I felt like a superstar.
Is there a plaque
I was totally
there
like
that has your name on it?
There better be. Byron Bay.
Byron Bay, we're
yeah.
going to go, we're going to check it out.
To be fair, I just got free, it was just in the campsite. Oh, no, I got a free room for a while, and then when I stopped winning the thing, then I moved out to the campsite.
How long did you stay in Australia as far as
I was
like
there for a year altogether.
Just hanging out in campsites out of cars?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So
working
really
and
really lived the hippie life.
I did, it was the best.
What
it was awesome, I didn't want to go home. I'm really bad at years. I was, I'm really bad at like what, I guess it was... I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you. I was 18, 19.
This is like 90-something, 2000-something?
2000-something.
You're not as old as I am.
I don't know. I wouldn't be too sure of that. I'm like 50.
I'm like
50. I was joking with some friends the other day about how everyone always says that they're younger than they are, you know? And we were like, the way to do it is to be like, tell everyone you're like
really
20
old.
Years older than you are, and then they'll be like, you look great, you know? Rather
you're
than
not supposed
way around.
To ask a lady your age, so we're not going to ask you. But yeah, I will say I was what?
No, go.
What I'm just this is weird. This whole mic sharing thing is so awkward because I really have to like
go.
I have to have something important to say to grab the mic, which maybe is a good thing.
It is a good thing. I talked to one.
But I spent 3 months in or 2 months in Australia and 1 month in New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
And
I
relate to that whole like backpacker vibe and just traveling
best.
And just going around.
It was the best.
It was awesome. It was an experience that you can't buy. I mean, you can buy it because you have to buy it.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it.
You can totally buy it.
But
yeah.
just, you know, being by yourself and meeting people. And Byron Bay was one of my favorite places to stay. I stayed there for
yeah.
a week.
Wow.
Because I lost
hostel?
My hostel. I lost my
if
credit card.
Hostel.
My
yeah,
credit card
which
got canceled.
Did you say?
It was,
I know. I can't remember the name of mine either. I was there for months. I can't remember it.
Shoot.
It
they
like
were nice.
Up the
they
end
were nice.
Of a little street. Had like a campsite in the back and a little desk.
Did you see
it was a two-story one. I did not see the plaque.
The
we could have crossed paths. It was
because if the plaque was there, it was probably
2004. So
might, but yeah, no. Oh, I think I was there a bit before that. I think.
Okay. Well,
it is
It's hot.
It's real hot.
It's
real
almost hot. So you can get a feeling for what Australia was like.
You should change this podcast name to Giggles and Hotness.
She just called you Hotness?
Yeah, she totally called you Hotness.
Hey, yo. All
right. Why don't we play another song? We'll come back. When we get back, we'll talk about when you came back to America.
Okay.
And I want to learn about you working in like some management places.
Yeah.
And, like working with celebrities. I want some. All right, I want some.
You want
hot,
some
juicy
dirt?
Dirt. Think about that.
Okay.
Hot and dirty. Hot and dirty. That's the name of the show. Hot and dirty.
Giggles, hot and dirty.
Can you write a song that's called Hot and Dirty?
What do we do? Let's do. I don't know if I can do this. Okay. Let's do Every Time.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, this is a song about dating in NYC.
He wants to say something.
I'm not gonna say anything.
What?
If I'm supposed to play some kind of game with you, I really think it's only fair if you explain the rules. I wasn't ready, and I think I missed the starting gun. And there ain't no one here aside from you who's having fun. And ooh, how'd you get so big and tall? And I want you, babe, your skinny legs and all. And if you keep talking, you're gonna tell me that you're mine, and I'll fall for every time. Ain't you heard the news? Those tricks are just for kids. I don't want to wait 3 days to keep you interested. And if you want me, baby, all you got to do is call. Just dial my number, darling. I've been climbing up the walls. And ooh, how'd you get so big and strong? And I want you, babe, right here where you belong. And if you keep talking, you're gonna tell me that you're mine. And I'll fall for every time. And all I want is a place in the sun, just a patch of green that I could call my own. Someone to hold me up until I make it home. And how'd you get so big and mean? Why is everything I want always so bad for me? And if you keep talking, you're gonna tell me that you're mine, and I'll fall for every time. Every time.
All right, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
You know how, you know, in hot yoga they say it's better for you because you're like stretching out
you're
all
cleansing.
These, you're cleansing.
Yeah.
We are cleansing.
I'm
going to
say the heat is really making you guys sound amazing.
Oh, thanks.
So maybe you should do every show in like 90 degrees.
That would be in my rider.
I feel
like,
cleansed,
I
wanna, Dave.
Unless it's 90
cleansed
degrees, I'm not going anywhere.
Like, yeah, what? What did you think when you came in here and it was just sweltering hot and you're like, listen, we're not getting paid for this. Who are these guys?
Bunch of chumps here.
You're going to email John Shannon and be like, you son of a bitch. Who are these guys?
Let's thank John for getting you on the show.
Yeah,
really,
John Shannon, he's the man. He's really one of my favorite musicians and human beings.
He's amazing. He really is.
He is.
Do you, this is a little name dropping. We could probably do it off the well, whatever. Do you know a guy named Declan Bennett? He's English.
No,
plays
I
guitar.
Don't.
There are a lot of.
I don't.
You know,
you guys knew each other, all of you. So great.
We got to get him on the show. He's good too.
Well, why don't you book?
Oh, I'll make it
Let's
happen.
Stop fighting.
Call Declan.
If you do, can you give Carrie Ad credit for that since she's English and plays guitar?
Yes.
Ask him if he knows me. Maybe we.
You guys all know each other. All right. Before we get into the celeb thing, I want to get into that. First, I want to ask you, because the song that you just played, Dating in New York City, right? when you write your songs, mm-hmm. A lot of the songs I was looking at has I feel like you're writing with someone in mind, or is it you're writing for like a mood? Like when you're writing, what do you write for? How do you write?
Different songs differently. I would say this is sort of like, I guess, creative nonfiction, I would say. Like it's not, it's rare that it's for exactly for a specific person, but there's an emotional honesty to it, I would say. But I'll elaborate. My life isn't really that interesting, so if we just wrote about my life, we'd be like, oh, I'm a bit sad today, went to the shops. You know, so you gotta make it a bit special. But, you know, there I would say, yeah, there's definitely an element of honesty to most of them, if not like to a specific human being.
So a couple of them out there. Because I always wanted a song written about me. I'm just saying.
You're asking me to write you a song.
We gotta make that happen.
And it'll have to do with like hot, sweaty.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you want to throw in there.
Musk.
What rhymes with sweaty?
Betty. Teddy.
This is getting really. All right, this is getting a little too hot for me. I'm sorry. All right, so when you came here after school, I'm assuming you applied for a lot of jobs to try to get into like management places.
Yeah. And well, like, I mean, when I left Berkeley, I never wanted to play music again. I just thought it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, wasn't like the fact that you got into Berkeley and graduated from Berkeley like enough to show you that you were like sufficient?
Well, you know, you go to Berkeley and you think you're kind of hot shit, and then there are people there who just, I mean, there's some incredible levels of virtuosity at Berkeley now that I will never, that's not my thing, you know. My thing is more of a craft, like I would say that's where my real strength is.
Right.
Everything else, guitar, vocals, everything, I've had to really like get down in the trenches, and that's tough work. That's not immediately rewarding, you know. So when I left, I just was overwhelmed, I think, and it took a while for everything to sink in. But I knew that I wanted to work in music, so I foolishly thought, well, yeah, I'll work for a management company. I looked for a ton of places, and I was really about to give up, and I was trying to get work in an architecture firm, and they saw my resume and were like, why are you doing this? Your whole resume is musical. That? You're going to leave us. I was like, no, I'm really into architecture.
Architecture.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea. And then they asked me like a direct architecture question. I had no idea what they were talking about.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was not a good liar. And then finally, I went for an interview. It was just off Craigslist. I went for an interview at a management company. It was MCT Management. They used to manage Moby, and I think they still manage Rufus Wainwright. So nice. I worked for them on their desk, and I was terrible at it.
Terrible.
Awful. Terrible. I mean, I was nice on the phone. You know, I had a nice speaking voice, but that's about as far as it went.
Everyone likes to talk to a
British. Yeah, no, I didn't. I just wasn't invested.
So you dealt with a lot of the clientele there. You don't need to mention any names.
Not really. It wasn't deep. I dealt with the management more. My job with the clientele was more like, let me put you through to so-and-so. I never really had any deep interaction.
Calling and up being like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. No.
Of that?
That all went on behind the scenes. And they were all very nice to me, I have to say. Everybody was very, I don't know what went on behind closed doors, but they were nice to me. But it just really clearly wasn't my thing, you know. And I think they liked me because... I mean, who wouldn't like me, right?
There you go.
I'm nice. I'm charming, pleasant. Charming. I don't smell. You know, it's good. Except when I'm trapped in a hot box.
Hot.
It's terrible. It's hot in here, gentlemen.
It's hot in here. It is hot in here.
He's ready to freak out.
Everyone's already chimes in.
Oh, man, it's hot in here.
I would say, I mean, it could probably be like 105.
It's a sauna.
Like, it's real... hot.
I feel like one listening to this is going to understand.
The heat. I think we're all going a little mad. But I'm going to bring it back.
Okay.
Bring it back. If you didn't do music for a living, what would you want to do?
I've thought about that a lot. Funny enough. My other dream job would be some kind of podcasting, actually, or radio journalism.
There you go.
You want to be a producer for Dave and Giggles?
I totally do.
Your first job is to get it cool in here. That's your first job.
No. That's
and
not
as
fair.
The AC can, just turns on a little bit.
There we go. I can fan you with my hats. That's the best I can do.
Anytime you want to come on and guest host, I'll kick this guy right off.
Oh, all right.
True, he will. All right. How about another song?
Cool. Let's do I Want You.
It takes it off of us. It puts it on you, you know?
Cool.
It's cool in here, guys.
Well, I'm just going to have some more beer.
Have some beer.
Here's a selfie. Oh, I should probably...
These guys, you're not even paying any attention to us. You're taking pictures of yourself.
It's taking selfies.
They're on Facebook over here. What's
really
going on?
Taking selfies.
We're all going crazy. This heat is killing us.
It's the heat, man.
Oh, my apologies, guys. I didn't know it was going to be this hot.
Well, to be fair, since the three of us came in, it just got...
It got a lot hotter.
Yeah.
Totally.
What's
did.
The word? It's not existentially hotter, is it? That's not what I'm trying to say.
I don't think that's the word. But
I'll figure it out.
Could be.
Could be. It's gotten existentially hotter since we walked in. Exponentially. There we go.
Exponentially.
There we go.
That was super cute. Exponential.
All right, here we go.
All right, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called I Want You.
All right. Right arm, I want you.
Let's talk about that later.
I'm
so hot.
I pointed at him. Like, your turn.
All right, here we go. Come on, guys, pull yourselves together.
Act professional, damn it.
Woo!
Here we go. What? Oh.
I got it.
Something's going on.
We could all die in here. Nobody would know.
Possible.
Yeah, it'll be like the black box that in the airplane. I'll have this podcast. That'll be the last.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I'm gonna have some more. I'm gonna have some more beer.
Just thinking, how would we procreate? Like, who would who would divvy it up?
Where's this going?
I don't know.
How would we?
Guys. Two girls. Three guys.
You do.
Like, turn around for 1 minute and you've gone to shit.
Not locked in.
All right, Carrie and Harmon, I want you.
He said it again more passionately this time.
And we're still not playing the song.
Okay, here we go. Whew, all right. Oh, this is a really sensitive song. I've got to calm down.
Whew. Everybody calm down. Everybody take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Whew.
What are you doing with that? Man, oh, it's hot. It's good, though, you know?
It's good. It's like we'll do some yoga in a minute. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got a secret I can't keep, and every single night I toss and turn myself to sleep. I've got a big fat mouth and I talk too much, and any second now I'm gonna spill my guts. I want you. I want you. I want you. I want you to know. I've got feeling I can't hide. It's way down deep, you know where it's soft inside. And I've got a big old bed just for little old me. And every now and then I could use your company. I want you.
You, I want you. I've got a secret, and it's hard to say, but every time I look at you, I give the game away, 'cause you're on my mind, everywhere I go. Oh, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind, darling, not to know. I want
you asked for a song to be written about you.
Yeah.
There it is, Dave.
You got it.
There it is.
Careful what you ask for.
Either that or the air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah.
She's talking about you or the air conditioning.
Not, definitely not me. That was awesome. That was beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
It was very beautiful. I mean,
thanks very much.
No, go ahead. So I want to. It was very beautiful. It was nice. It was. I think the heat is making us focus on the music. And really, you know.
Is that the secret? Is that what we have to do in clubs and bars and stuff? Just crank up goddamn heat.
I went to a sweat lodge once when I was a freshman in college. It was a good experience.
You went to a sweat lodge?
Sweat.
Was John Shannon in there?
No, he wasn't. But John, I had a serious man crush on John Shannon when he came to our
show. He's unbelievable.
And he was talking about this.
He's amazing.
This guy, this Case Files, the tracker, Tom Brown, and it was just, you know.
Everyone has a crush on John Shannon.
Yeah,
you can't help it.
He's so earthy. He's just like, you know.
That's a good description.
Not like he wasn't like annoying granola. You know,
no.
My favorite thing about him was he comes in and he's playing this amazingly beautiful
guitar. He's so good.
And he's like, yeah, somebody just kind of, I was like hanging out with him and he gave me this guitar. And I was like, who else but John Shannon?
Would
be like, here, take this $4,000 guitar.
Yeah.
Well, if I come around again, I'll grab it back.
Yeah. Because they know he's going to play some great shit on it, you know?
Solid. So I want to ask you about Rockwood. Mm-hmm. So you're there every Sunday night still or no?
I'm just there. I do a residency every now and again. So I'm there in July for the first three Sundays before we go on tour at the end of July. So we're there.
The three of you guys are going on tour?
Oh, myself and JP are going on tour, John Paul.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You're not taking her with you?
We're not. Well, I wish I could, but she's busy. She's got shit going on.
Well, let's talk about the shit going on, because we talked a little bit to Carriette about what's happened in her life. And, you know, she is our special guest on the show, but she brought some amazing people with her. And we want to ask them questions, too, because they're
not
sweating
loud.
It out, too.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
We need our own microphone. So, JP and, I'm sorry, is it Tara or Tara? Kara?
Lila.
You guys are.
You gotta get your shit together, Giggles.
Sorry,
It's the heat.
I've also got a kid, and I did another job today, so I'm like a stay-at-home dad and a worker. So I'm not. You know, I won't throw that. It's not. I don't want to.
How old's your kid?
He's 10 months old today. He's 10 months old today.
Congratulations!
It's his 10 month birthday.
I got pictures of him. I'll show
he's
you.
Pretty cute.
Okay.
He's pretty cute. Sorry. Is it?
It's Clara.
Clara. Sorry.
Way off.
I'm sorry. So Clara, Clara and JP, tell me in any particular order what you got going on. So why can't you go on JP first? What's going on? What's your side project? Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us.
This is a side project, actually.
This is kind of my side project. My main project is I write songs and I sing them. Very, very different than what's going on right here in the studio.
It's not as hot.
Yeah, it's generally not as hot when I do it, so that's definitely different.
What's the, do you have a link where people can go?
Yeah, you can hear my music at johnpaulmusic.net.
Nice.
You didn't get the .com.
I got the .com. You know, there's a story. There's a story behind the .com. If you spell the name the way it's meant to be spelled, then you could type in johnpaulmusic.com. However, my name is spelled J-O-N. So instead of having to tell people, go to johnpaulmusic.com, but don't put the H in, I bought johnpaulmusic.com with no H. And then, unfortunately, johnpaulmusic.com with an H is some guy in, like, Seattle or something. But johnpaulmusic.net without the H and the H was free, so I just got both of them. So now I can just tell people to go to jumpallmusic.net, and they could spell it any way they
as
please.
As a side project, me and Giggles go around the country beating up URL people. So if you want us to track
perfect.
This guy down,
yeah. That'd be great.
Knock down his door.
Please.
Be like, listen, John relinquish your
awesome.
johnpaulmusic.com.
Love it.
Yeah.
And this is a question we ask a lot of our musicians. Are you straight up musician making money, or do you have a side? Not to say.
We've asked this to a lot of musicians.
I've asked. I like, you know, like, is all you do music, or do you got like a tech job during
the
day?
Yeah, no, I just play music. So, yeah.
There you go. That's good. It's good to hear. I like that. It's you know, it's follow your dream.
It's a weird thing.
You got rich parents, don't you?
Giggles very butt.
Good blood. It's hot show. Hot.
It's the heat, man. It's the heat.
God damn it, Giggles.
Sorry. We try to do a little good cop, bad cop.
So hot in here.
We're going to, is that, is the heat the whole part of it? You're going to break us down.
I am, like, literally sweating bullets. I don't think I've said that since I was, like, 8 years old, but I am sweating
I think you guys were talking about school before. I think that's where the school comes in handy, because John Paul is a really, really good guitarist in many styles. Uh-huh. Like, he's a very well-versed guitarist. He and I actually were on a wedding gig together a couple weekends ago, just spontaneously, and he's rocking it out on that, all those old rock and roll
thanks,
tunes
Claire.
And singing and doing all that stuff. So the good thing about going to music school is that you can do that stuff, and if you need supplemental income, whether it's teaching or playing gigs like that pay well, or being a support, like a sideman for someone and all that stuff, then you have that too. And that's also more experience that you add to your own music.
Right. And I'm sure having a lot of musician friends helps a lot, being like, you know, like joining in on someone else's band or playing on someone's album or going to someone's wedding and playing for them. Sure,
yeah.
It helps a lot.
I know it's late in the game, but I just want to make sure her levels are picking up, because I didn't see some hot levels on her.
Yeah.
See, I can hear her because she's right there.
I can tell you one thing that is hot. It's this room.
Well, I think
she's all right.
She's all right. All right, all right. I don't want to freak anybody out, but it sounded good.
Fine. Can you see the sweat? Like, is it visible?
It's visible.
Oh, my God.
I have never seen Dave without a shirt on. In the years I've known him, I've never seen him without a shirt on.
Oh, it's like all down the arm. It's everywhere.
All right, we're gonna end this for a roundtable discussion on one question.
Okay.
We didn't find out about Clara.
Yeah, we didn't.
Okay,
let's find
out about Clara. My fault. Mm-hmm. It's the heat.
It's okay.
Tell us, you have a website.
ClaraLofaroMusic.com.
Not Tara.
ClaraLofaro.com.
See, she has to spell it. What a loser.
You're going to get it, Matt.
It's the heat.
I'm a songwriter and a performer, and I write songs for other artists as well. So that's the summary, I guess.
You could write a song for Dave.
Yes, everybody can write a song for me. All right. We're going to end this show soon. I'm also noticing a large wet spot happening on the wall.
The wall is sweating.
I know. That's why I'm going to
move the plug.
That's fine.
Is this place going to burst into flame?
We've been here for like 4 or 5 months, and we've never had any issues. Today is the issue day. Okay. All right, so here it is. So as a day job, I'm an editor, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I had one of the supervisors who comes in bring in an intern. She was in high school. She was like 16 years old. And she was asking me what, like, advice I could give her for, you know, being in my position and whatever. And it got me, like, really jammed up. And it made me think, if I could go back in time, tell my 16-year-old self something, what would you tell your 16-year-old self? I want to go around the room on this.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
mine would be
question.
Don't watch Lost. It's a waste of time.
I'll take it because I've been waiting for somebody to ask me this question all my life. Well, just until I got my 30s. But I would say learn a trade. Know how to do something. You know, like whether it's plumbing or electrician or tile installation or photography.
Don't go to school for music theater.
Don't go to school for music theater if your nostrils flare when you sing and you'll never be a leading man. Just don't do it.
Is that the deal?
It's true. They flare. I look at myself on video. I'm like, why didn't anybody tell me? It's like, it's bad too. Like, I can't control it. So I've got a decent voice, but they just... They flare.
He was also on Double Dare when he was a kid, which guts. Is guts. You are guts. All right, guts. Going around okay. the room.
Claire. I would say find and listen to your own voice more than anything anyone else tells you.
Like,
you
try not to mimic other people's voice. Just
yeah,
kinda like
I think we doubt ourselves so much, or we think we listen, or sometimes our parents put pressure on us, society puts pressure on us. If you can... You know, there's different ways that people learn to know themselves or trust their instincts. But I think that as soon as I started to learn to trust my instincts, every choice I make in life is stronger and has a better result. Whereas when we're just trying to satisfy other sure. people or what we think we should do in life, it doesn't work out so well.
Right. Oh,
and you make a
agree.
Mistake after mistake. So even at that young an age, I'd say find and listen to the voice in your head. Like, really what your instincts and what you're about. Discover that. Search it out. Dig it out. And really get to know who you are. And you'll probably have the most meaningful life that way, I think, career-wise and personally.
Clara, very deep. Very deep. I love it. Another thing I would do is I would tell myself on the... July 8th,
totally
2013, you're going to sweat a lot. Maybe bring a couple fans. Just leave me alone. All right, Carrie, moving on to you.
Gosh, that's a hard question. Clara came up with such a good answer. Am I allowed to say what Clara said?
No.
Do I have to come up with my own answer?
I just wish I knew that.
No.
What did I wish I knew when I was 16? Let's see. I would say I wish I knew. I guess kind of along the same lines, like have like whatever you do is going to be hard. Like whatever, but life is really fucking hard. Life really is, you know? Like the older I get, the more I'm like, Jesus Christ. Shit
stop,
happens.
Life,
like it's really hard. It's bullshit.
It is.
You know?
I agree.
And people tell you that. When people told me that when I was 16, I was like, oh, maybe it's hard for you. But like, I feel like, but I don't mean that in a depressing way. I mean, like, it's going to be hard, whatever you do. So choose something you love and just do it.
Would you,
you
tell
know?
Yourself, your young self, that it gets better or it just remains hard?
I think it gets, I know that the older I get, the more comfortable I am in my own skin. So in that way, it gets easier. But right. then the more outside stuff gets tough.
Sure. I would say you it know? Gets minutely better. But it stays.
But you have to tell a 16-year-old that it gets better.
You do have to tell a 16-year-old.
You do.
That
you have to.
Right.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I
like, it's going to be awful.
No, it's just going to be terrible.
No, but I think like there's some. I heard Patti Smith did a talk that I saw was flying around on Facebook for a while to young artists, and she was essentially saying that like it's just going to be hard, but then it's not any easier getting a. You know, I think you trade off different kinds of hardships. So I might say be a little bit careful with money. Save a little
save
bit.
A little
I might
bit.
Do that. I might do that.
My
I'm
first
not.
Job
but
out
I didn't
college,
know that would make any difference.
One of the older women I worked with, I used to work in a hospital, she was like, save money. She's like, out of everything I could tell you, save
did
money.
Did you listen to her?
Put like a dollar a week away. That, if you could do that, you're happy. No,
yeah.
I didn't listen to her. I went out
no.
and got drunk.
I know.
It was terrible.
I know. I think I would try. Yeah, and in the practical sense, I think I would say just exactly that. Like, put a little bit of money away.
And you're
done.
For
God's sake. You know?
For God's sake, put a little money away.
And I shake myself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to John.
Yeah.
You had some time to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did.
Some long-winded answers all around.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
It's hot.
I think it's a tough question because... I think that there wasn't much that thought-wise, like, I would change because I think I had all the thoughts there. It was more a matter of, like, understanding the thoughts, which I think is the main thing. Like, I feel the older you get, you start to understand things in a new way. So it would be nice to have the understanding that I have now when I was 16.
Sure.
You know, for example, like, I would have liked to, it would have been great if I read more. But when I was 16, I was constantly saying to myself, like, I should be reading more.
Right. Yeah. You know, I say it to myself now when I don't.
Yeah, I know, me too.
But now it's like I love to read and I read all the time, but I tried to do it back then. You know, I just didn't click. It just wasn't my time to read.
Yeah, that's true. There is a certain level of that. Like, it's not just not ready. You're just not ready for something.
There's a lot of stuff like that that I do now that I wish that I started when I was 16, but it's not something that I have any control over. And all I could really think about it is that I'm grateful that I do it now. Like, I do those things now.
So you righted your wrongs.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, not necessarily wrongs.
Yeah. I'm also grateful that pretty soon we're going to be going outside and I could air myself off.
The sad thing is that we go outside, it's going to be probably just as hot out there. Yeah. It's terrible.
It's probably not going to be just as hot as it is here. I'm just going to venture to guess.
Yeah, all right.
It is warm.
It's warm in here. All right, would you guys be so kindly enough to close us out with a song?
Sure. Should we do I Want to Be Famous or Williamsburg Bridge? What do you think? Let's do Famous.
Yeah. All right.
Famous.
Yeah. All right, before we end, we got you coming up July. What day you're being at Rockwood?
July, let me see. Let me get the actual dates on my magic telephone.
And then you can also go to Carriad Harmon, C-A-R-I-A-D, Harmon.
Spell it out.
HARMON.com. Yes.
And see all the tour dates.
Yeah, we're going on tour the last couple of weeks.
You can buy the new album, right?
It's almost. It's finished, and we're trying to figure out what to do with it. But
what day is it going to come out? Do you have any idea?
We don't know yet. But if someone out there wants to give me a ton of money,
if I had a ton of money, I would. If I really would.
If my 16-year-old self could come to the future. Oh, no.
$400. I know. I think it was stolen, but I don't want to go down that road. I know, it's terrible. If I had that $400 right now, bang.
Be all mine. Yours. Easy to say that now.
I know, right? What are you doing?
I'm stepping back.
So right. I'm going to be playing the 14th and the 21st of July, Sundays at 8 o'clock at Rockwood Music Hall.
Awesome.
And then we'll be touring in the South going
down.
Can I
ask you one favor? When your album comes out, can we get a signed copy?
Of course.
A couple signed copies, we'll give them out to listeners and stuff.
Oh, please. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, so. Carriad Harmon, Famous?
I Want to Be Famous.
I Want to Be Famous. Me too.
Don't we all?
Thank you guys for coming on our show.
Oh, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
All right. Famous. I Want to Be Famous.
I want to be famous. Son of a gun. All to know my name when I'm done. Ooh, I want to be someone. I want to be someone. I want to be someone. I want to catch on fire. I want to feel the spark. I want to blaze a trail, leave it burning in the dark. Ooh, I want to make my mark. I want to make my mark. I want to make my mark. I need a light to guide me home.
make it clear. Let the record show there was someone here. Lord, I don't want to disappear. I don't want to disappear. I don't want to disappear.
Thank you, Carrie and Harmony.
Thank you so wonderful. Much.
All right.
Woo!
All right.
Giggles. We're good. And the sweatbox.
The sweatbox.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly doo.